spread that out and not do 45 into the fund, but did 30 or 25 and use the rest of it for the maintenance line items, that would be my, that's what I'm trying to say here.
And where's the 30 or 40 or 50 coming from to replace the John Deere?
Well, that would be the add-on to, you know, whatever that transfer number is. In other words, did you... I see what you're saying. And you think that's going to go in a year, 2 years?
I think that with the issues with that machine, I think we're better off next spring to sell the thing.
Yeah.
It runs now. Some little guy somewhere would buy it, you know, that's building a home. He could use it. You know, he'll pay $7,000 for it and get away with it. It's just not a good machine for the town to own.
So, and not to burn too much time on this one, but you guys are better at the machinery than I am, for sure, in terms of experience and knowledge.
I'm okay on the machinery. I'm not good on budgeting.
Somewhere, I say try for the 60.
But isn't it, like, aren't people, this group saying, gosh, we have this great machine, or we have to have a decent machine just to load sand? I guess if you have to, you have to. It just seems like that's the only thing we're using it for, and I'm not saying it's not a vital task. It just seems like, gosh, that's a machine it's a utilitarian machine, and we're only using it to load sand into a dump. But I guess if that's our only option, then that's our only option.
Well, what we did 4 years ago is we paid $16,000 for a machine, and it wasn't a good move. We should have bought something that was better, that lasted us 10 years, not 4 or 5.
Gotcha. Because we're not doing a lot of wear and tear just by bucket loading sand into a...
No.
You're not even running that thing, or you're moving that thing back and forth a few feet. You know what I mean? It's not... I just look at that machine. You can do so many things with it, and all we're doing is loading sand into a dump.
Well, the particular machine that we brought, that the backhoe attachment is gonzo. I'm saying that why not buy something for whatever, $40,000, having a backhoe attachment on it, and use it for cleaning culverts or whatever. You know, it would be fine to call Chris, but for Chris to bring his excavator over here, it's going to cost you $150 to move it.
So I'm confused here a little bit on these numbers. So last year, so we had $45,000 for equipment, maintenance, and repairs.
No, that's the year we're in right now, Nathan. What we had last year is to the left of that shaded line.
And to see the $26,000,
right.
And the three numbers above it are more just for your knowledge. What we actually, so we know what we spent for maintenance.
Right.
It actually came out of that 26, so we're actually in a negative on that number.
Okay, that's where I'm getting confused. I'm trying
to
do the
math
here.
So we didn't budget maintenance for each line. Remember, we did one big number of 26.
Right, we did.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
We did.
And then we had a high maintenance year. So
okay.
So the budget that we're operating in now is the third column.
Right,
we
upped
that
to
$45,000, hoping that our maintenance issues are going to be less this fiscal year.
Okay,
so we'll have more money to move
into the
capital.
Right,
because
we weren't into the $45,000. We did that for this fiscal year.
Right.
It wasn't the previous one.
Correct.
Okay, that's where I'm getting confused.
So it's so confusing.
Yeah.
On the
so
fiscal
I think
year.
I'm all for this. The as much as I don't, I want to try to keep spending down their equipment up there. It's a real issue, and I think that number, we definitely got to ask for more than $45,000.
Why don't we plug 60
I
in
think
here
so.
Now?
I think so.
And we can always, if we have to, we'll do something different.
So yeah, let's plug 60 in there. If we bought a machine for $45,000, then we'd take it out of the 60.
if we buy a machine for $45,000, we'll take it out of the savings account.
Out of right. the 88,
which
numbers.
Is 88 right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have 45 when taxes come in. We'll have 45 that I'll dump in there.
Yep. That leaves us with 15,000 for repairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't for, you know, looking forward, it's hard to anticipate we'd have any major repairs. You never know. I mean, the grader, that's a big one for this, you know, this winter. But I mean, you never do know.
No.
Is there any difference in trading our grader when it's running and when it isn't running?
The John Deere. You're
talking the John Deere. About
the
yeah.
bucket loader. Yeah. Yes. I mean, if that frame twist is junk.
Okay.
It's better to, you know, when it still looks it's, like it's
so operating. Maybe we should do something sooner than later.
Well, we'll get through the winter with it, I think.
You think?
Okay.
Can we go back to this top where we...
Yeah, can we do the signs and bridges?
You still there, Jeff?
That was me coming in, yeah.
Okay, so signs and bridges. Dave got me a list of the road signs that were stolen and the pieces we need. I went to WorkSafe up in Barrie where we bought the signs from... I don't know how many, 5-6 years ago. So they were able to bring up our signs right on their system, so they knew what they were, how big they were. So the signs, the cross pieces, the posts, the anchors, all the different pieces that we would need to put everything back is roughly around $230.
So are we safe to budget three?
Yeah.
Well, what if something else gets stolen between now and July? Each sign runs between $54 and $47. I would just say to strap us and then say, oh, shoot, we need to order one more street sign to have a full town again. So
you think go four?
I was thinking four. That will cover us a little bit.
Okay.
And he knows that I'm not ordering them until hopefully in July.
What did we figure out about gravel?
I think Bob was still thinking about that one.
Let me catch up to you here. Gravel and trucking, right? And actual in last year.
Really close last year.
We played it very close. And 2021, we spent $7,000, and we're not half, or we're, let's just say we're halfway through the year. Where we got in trouble the last 2 years is we ended up trucking heavy stone
in the winter,
winter, and it kicked the hell out of. Well, not according to this.
We really can't 20. Go less, though, do you think?
No.
No, I'd like to go more.
And can we go stop for 1 second, just back up to the sand line?
Yep.
So we budgeted 16. That's the budget that we're operating in right now.
Yep.
So the bill actually came to $15,904 because the trucking brought it up.
Yep.
So, I mean, just so you know, we're really tight on that one, too.
So we should go maybe to 18 on that, at least 17.
Because the quote that we got
so this
was for the sanding. They only estimated. They didn't give us a dollar amount or how many hours it was going to cost. It ended up being 24 hours at $80 an hour for trucking. So that's what brought it up. The sand came in at what he quoted.
So what happened this year is the sand came out of a pit in Pittsburgh.
You had to go somewhere else.
Went to Mendon to get screened. Came back here to the pit. And then got mixed to come up here. The plan for next year is to get that manufactured sand out of this pit down here. So, I don't know. I would feel more comfortable, like you said, Karen, putting a little more money in it, but our hopes is we're going to get cheaper next winter.
I just wanted to make sure we were aware.
We should at least go to 17,
yeah.
I think.
Right. Yeah.
And I think we didn't have the numbers last month when we were doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll change
do
that.
Do we dare stay at 20, or do you want to go to 24 on gravel?
I want a campaign to crown these roads up. And as much as we, Karen, or Nathan, Jeff, as much as we talk about it, I don't see as our roads are really crowned up as much as I'd like to see them, right? It yeah, seems like the roads have gotten wider and wider, and we're not, yeah, we're not crowning on them up. So, yeah, I'd like to go to...
What's 22?
No, 24.
Okay, well, let's put that in. And
I'll be the first one to spend money and the first one to complain about my taxes.
Now, what about culverts?
10 has always been the magic number for us for budgeting on culverts.
Yeah. How much?
10. We've always budgeted.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep it
so
the
we
same.
Did three a year ago. We did two this year, but it's been on grants.
Right, and we're getting another one, a small one, to do another section, another
how much
type thing. We don't know yet. That's what we get away for Barbara on. Hopefully this month we'll know.
Do we dare cut that one to 7 or 8?
So, if we replace culverts on a grant, our expenditure doesn't show up.
Yeah, I put it under culverts. The like our match, our percentage is under culverts.
Okay, but not the whole bill.
Just what we have to.
Yeah, what we came out of pocket. There's two spots that we, Karen and I called Alan May, the state guy, that we want to look at. One spot is up by Mark Fitzgerald's, and that's a big culvert. That's a 6-foot culvert, 7-foot culvert, and it's starting to sag in the middle.
By my Mark Jr.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know what that means. When we replaced the one on Weaver Hill that looked the same way, it had started to collapse. But we'd have to get a grant for that one. That's big bucks.
So what do we want to do? You think we can go to 8? Or you think we got to stay at 10?
Well, I think we want to spend money on one hand, and on the other hand, we want to keep the budget as low as possible, so let's drop it to 8. And
okay. Equipment rental. It seems we can pull that one out. I mean, do you think we're okay to go nothing on that?
Well, we've already spent money out of it, you know, for the current budget.
Which didn't work.
Was that the compactor?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So that's where we, you know, we needed to rent a compactor, or gosh forbid, we needed to rent a, you know, a backhoe or a bucket loader for a month or something. To limp us through.
That's our emergency policy.
We better leave it.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to skip repairs.
What's the support equipment?
That's
compactors and...
Yeah, like in the pad, we've gotten a chainsaw out of there. Whatever little bit of equipment or tools that we have at the Crown Garage, that's where the funds have come from. We haven't bought anything in a long time that I'm aware of.
No.
Municipal road permits?
Yeah, I think we should go with 740 again.
Okay.
Unless I get...
Where's that?
It's right under the 60,000.
Let's say get better information. I think that's good. We have a
740.
Yep. Yep.
What about the town garage repairs and maintenance?
Oh, we got a quote in on the electrical, Nathan.
Yep.
And everybody has a copy.
Nathan, what I was wondering is, could we put a jib pole up on the salt shed?
Wow. What do you mean?
Does it have to go? Does the power line have to go? Right now, it's coming off the power pole, yep. And it's going down to the side
to
of the
salt,
shed.
Salt shed. Yeah.
So if we go down there and put a 4x6 that's 25 feet in the air, can we run power that way?
No, I think we want to ideally get from the pole to the garage directly, right?
Yeah, but you're talking big bucks.
Well, you could always not feed back to the salt shed either. Leave the salt shed on the service that it is, and we could go right from the pole to the town garage and not worry about going back. I didn't even read this quote yet because I just
thought. All right. Jeff, do you know what we're talking about?
So I have a quote from students in front of me, but okay. I don't know what the goal is. In other words, why?
Well, there's a
upgrade.
Up at the town garage where the sand is up by the main road, by the road, the power comes off the telephone pole and goes down to the salt shed. And it's about 11 feet off the ground. So when the guys are in there or whatever, when they're in there dumping sand, they're underneath that wire all the time.
Well, I think if you look at this, we got four options. And you do the process of elimination here first. We're going to get rid of option number
four.
Yes, we're going to get rid of number four because that's that right of ways up there. We don't want to get involved with that.
Three.
So number four is going to be out. And number three is going to be out because it's the same scenario, only we're talking 100 amp instead of 200 amp service. So you're down to options one and two.
And I would say for the difference, we talk two.
You talk two because you want to put a 200 amp service in there no matter what, even if we can't do much work. So get rid of option one. So that leaves me to option two. So looking $1,900, and you're going to have to pay for a pole for that too.
Where's the pole?
Well, on the first one, you've got Green Mountain Power cost per pole, add not included.
Okay.
So it's got to be the same for two, I would say.
It's got to be the same for two.
Right.
So we're going to have to, there's another $2,000 for a pole. So
is that
gonna,
what that cost?
I'd probably spend an hour a while ago. Okay. Yeah, with the belt of that. It was a little one.
It is a mandatory thing. There's a lot of money for
it's the wish list.
When you've got dump trucks, and we're talking, how many loads? 45 loads of sand came out of the pit, and you're underneath the wire. From a safety issue, can you say that it's too expensive for a safety issue?
I didn't say it was too expensive. I was just wondering how many. It sounds like it's mandatory from our standpoint. Versus, in other words, it's not discretionary. So that's fine. I got it.
He's not talking about going back to the salt shed from the town garage. So if the town salt shed ever fell down or tore down, it's a separate service, so we wouldn't have to worry about that.
Right.
Well, I would think if the cost of a $1,900 and the cost of a pole, let's call that $4,000. Put $1,000 buffer in there. You don't know with these type of projects.
No.
You're looking at $5,000.
So go to 5,000 on that one?
I would think.
Okay.
Jeff, one of the selling points for that garage, if someday we were to build a new garage somewhere else.
So that would bring that up to 65.
You got a 200 amp service.
5,000 to that.
And the guy coming in to buy the garage wouldn't be interested in the salt shed. So that's going to be a plus for the property.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, here's a question on that, though. If someday we did build a new building somewhere else, the Act 250 permit, right, would follow the next owner, correct? So the next owner would be limited to what they can do there as we are, right?
See, I don't know much about
that. I don't either. I mean, that's what sounds like what that would make sense.
I think
but
that's
they
how
would
it
have
would
to
be.
That's
so
all
that would,
part of this municipal planning grant, the way I look at it, and those are some things that should be in that $7,000 analysis. You know, is there a parcel of land available? And if so, what's the cost of the land? And what would you do with the old garage? And that's a good, very good
question.
Because
that would heavily influence the being able to sell that. I mean, you can't even, Bob Toppin buys that, and he technically, he's not even supposed to be doing any welding up there. You know, on his personal stuff.
The Act 250 follows the property, not the owner, for sure.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It follows the property.
But are there different regulations for Bob Toppin as an individual buying that garage versus the town owning that garage?
What is Bob Toppin going to do with the garage?
Not me.
No.
Bob Smith.
What is Bob Smith going to do with it?
Oh.
I think.
Is he going to have a car dealership or a mechanics off?
No, I mean, let's say start equipment in there.
It's still connected to the neighbor's water.
Yeah, I think all that would still run with the land, whoever bought it.
Okay.
They would be in the
so
same
what, what, are, what number are we going to put there?
So we still
if we
need...
we had 5,000 to it, it'll make it 65.
Oh,
do we
want
to do that? Do we want to do that, Bob?
I don't know.
Really, that is, I say the wish list, but when I was looking at that with Robbie, that is really a hazard. One of those guys dumping up there.
Yeah.
You know, that wire's not in a good location.
It's not only that, but all the truck drivers and everybody else that go do it say, this is crazy. So if somebody got hurt,
yeah.
I mean, it would be a red flag for us.
It would probably be a liability.
More than a red flag.
Yeah.
Probably a liability for us, you know.
Very much so.
You'll want to make that 65 then there? It's a huge...
So, help me out. This $1,900, the power would come off of the present pole and would go to another pole and into a new...
The meter would be on the town garage.
Yeah. And then you'd back feed over to the salt shed?
No, he doesn't have that in here.
I mean, the wire's all there. It's not a big deal.
Well,
just a matter of putting the box
oh,
in.
Right, we would have to back feed because...
The wire's all there.
We want to get rid of that other wire. So to keep the power at the salt shed, we got to get rid of it. Yeah,
but the wire's underneath there.
Right, so you can back feed.
You just put a little box there. Back feed over to the... So we can plug in a...
Right, you pull...
As long as the salt shed's there.
Right, you pull the meter of the salt shed and back feed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So for,
that was the plan.
You know, putting the box up and moving the wire from there to the box, that's all.
Right, so we have to get rid of the red.
So
I would think 5,
going to a 200 amp service, then you've got to rewire. I don't. I'm not an electrician. You got to rewire. You got a whole new panel.
Well, that's a question. We couldn't get in there. We don't know if that's a 200 amp panel in the building or 100 amp. Maybe he looked at no because it was 200 amps. I don't recall now. We'd have to call Robbie.
Do you want to
But
do
isn't
that?
This bid only $400 difference?
Yeah. Yeah. I would put, if we want to put it in there, I'd put it in 5,000. I think we'd be good.
Okay.
Good.
So we're going to divide to the 1,500?
No, we're just doing flat five, right?
You want to just do five, or do we anticipate
it? What about the other maintenance that building occurs on a yearly basis? It has a monthly fee, and then we have weed whacking during the summer.
Yeah, well, we've already spent $986.34 of the $1,500, yep. So we should $65.
$65?
Yeah.
Okay.
So do we want to schedule a budget meeting just where we just talk budget?
Yeah.
Okay, so sometime the first week of January? Does that work for everybody?
When?
Yeah.
The first week of January? Maybe near the end of the week?
Sure.
What's the date going to be?
The 4th to the 7th. Does that work for everybody? Or, I mean, I hate to wait, go too far into the month and then find out we need another meeting. You know, I'd rather have one early.
What's the 4th? That's a Tuesday?
Why don't we do that first, that Tuesday?
You want, okay, the Tuesday's the 5th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay with everybody.
So,
6 o'clock.
1/5/21.
Yes. Yep. And that'll be just a budget meeting. So one of the things that I also want to bring up, like Lyle was asking for, and we told him that he would need to do a petition.
Yeah.
From funds. We also have 3 other letters from organizations that are asking to be part of our budget. Neighborhood Works, the Rutland Natural Resource Conservation District, and something called Vermont Family Network are asking us to budget, not petition. So we directed Lyle that he would need to do a petition. Should I also reach out to these folks and let them know that a petition, that they didn't do one last year, so they would have to do a petition this year?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And sometimes the petitions, how does this work? Sometimes there are petitions here to sign?
Yeah, they bring them and they ask if they can leave them on my counter.
But we don't volunteer that. No.
Okay. Just, well, it's fresh on my mind since we talked to Lyle Jepson. I sign here, we have $1,000, right, for the Rutland Regional Planning Commission.
Yes.
So, if we give them, we'd want to up that, wouldn't we, if we decided to give them another dollar per person? Is that my
That's not how it works. With the Planning Commission, they have fees set, dues, and they tell us it's $9.75.
Okay. So what would this other amount come
out? We get a lot out of the Planning Commission.
I guess I don't know what your question is, Nathan.
So this is different than this Lyle Jepson, what he's talking about.
Yes.
The one called Chamber
of Economic Development of the Rutland Region. So that's separate. Okay, they have nothing to do with the Planning Commission.
No. The Planning Commission is
got
who
it.
Does works
got
with
it.
Us to
okay.
do our
got
town
it.
Plan,
got
the municipal
got
planning
yep.
grant.
Yep.
Okay. The conference call, they provided
okay,
that
so they aren't tied
number
to, they aren't
to
tied
me.
Together. I guess I was misunderstanding that.
Different people. They're
okay.
different organizations,
okay.
different jobs.
Yep.
If we need a map printed off, they'll print it
yep.
off for us.
Got it.
Nathan, think of it, Rutland, the Planning Commission, they're like consultants, they're very
right.
good, help us a lot,
right?
Right? We're paying them a small fee for their help.
Right.
And then this, what Lyle was talking about is raising money for like a kind of a marketing plan.
Yeah.
And, a small amount of money for the county
yep.
for that stuff.
Okay, so is there any other parts of the budget we
want to
talk about, or will this Deb and I work on?
So repairs and maintenance, is that where this $6,500 is going to go?
Mm-hmm.
So this would be $6,500?
No, this is the budget we're working in now. This would be $6,500
okay.
over here.
Where the bold numbers are.
Yeah.
The actual...
before the budget meeting, you and I get together and
yes,
do our thing on
the town side.
And then they can review it.
Yep.
So we dropped the culvert a couple grand. The chloride, we spent $3,000. All right, so you got it in for 32. That makes sense. But we've upped the use. We used to put chloride down in order to keep the dust down in the road, and that isn't what we're doing with it anymore. We're trying to get the road with the chloride. So traditionally we used to run a pallet of it, now we're running three.
Okay, so if you're semi-comfortable with what we've got here for the highway, then I guess we can move off the budget, and Karen and I will pull together the town side and kind of play with the numbers and see what we're looking at. And then at the next budget meeting, we can finalize everything.
Hopefully.
Well, yeah.
And then sleep on it and then bring it back at a regular meeting.
So yeah. We've added Dave Kerbstetter into the equation on working with John. So where do I look?
So he gets put under, depending on how he bills,
yeah.
If he's doing potholes, it goes under labor.
Okay.
You need to look in the highway budget.
Yep.
If he's helping dig ditches or helping with the culvert, then it would go under culvert or ditching.
Yep.
If he's doing maintenance work on the garage or here or at the hall, it goes under maintenance.
So he kind of fits in half a dozen different...
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's an added... Some of his work is an added expense, but we can't really tell which one it's going to go in. I mean, okay. Nathan, I don't know. Where are we with the? Okay.
No, I think we're done with the budget. We're going to meet back on the 5th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on the 19th, we should be able to pass it. Give us time to work on it, time to absorb,
Okay. Enough on the budget. We're moving on to the annual town meeting.
Yeah, I just want to... I'm going to attend a workshop on Thursday about Australian ballots, balloting for all activities. It's going to be in the Bird's Eye View that probably is coming out this week, that there's going to be an informational meeting on the 1st and Australian voting on the 2nd. And I have a meeting with the school district with the superintendent on Friday to just try and see how it's all going to work together for both of us. This is going to be, it's a learning curve for all of us. So
some of that information you're trying to learn
Absolutely. From
this course is the supervisory union going to go do a lot of it? Setting up a lot of this stuff, or they're relying on you to do it?
She doesn't know.
We don't know. I won't know until I meet with Chris on Friday.
Right.
And he's meeting with all his towns in his supervisory union because we're all unique, so we all could be doing it differently. Some might already do it this way, and we may be the only one that's got the learning curve going, but
right.
It's all going to come together. As I learn and know. I mean,
yep.
We know one meeting, we're going to do the informational meeting on Monday night. That's actually like a select board meeting. It's informational only. It's going to be set up just like the warning that we're used to. The warning will match the ballot. So all we do that night is let people ask questions, we answer questions, we move to the next article. And then we'll just vote on Australian ballot the next day for everything. Budgets, articles, and officers.
And what they're saying for articles is the same thing. No, what they're saying for the warning will be the same thing as on the ballot.
Correct.
Same wording.
Same and wording and everything, from my understanding. Hopefully on Thursday, we'll feel. Yes, that's what I learned last week. This week I have it's a workshop with Will Setting, and then. And the town, I think the town report is down below, so never mind, we'll talk about the town report when we get down.
Okay, and at that annual town meeting, there'll be the five of us that are making the presentation, right?
It'll be a remote meeting with the board, with the select board. Deb and I, of course, will be involved in case there's questions.
Yeah. So we will have to prepare, I mean, typically at town meeting, somebody says, well, do the selectmen have anything to say? And we'll have to come up with a five-minute dissertation on justifying the budget or telling people what we're doing.
When you read that article about the budget, you'll actually read it word for word as it's written. Then they can ask questions about the budget. And that's when you would, answer them why the budget went up or down, or why you budgeted this amount for a line item.
Yep.
It'll be similar to what we're used to, just a little bit different format, no voting afterwards. Discussion only. Voting is the next day. We cannot vote off the floor this coming year.
Right.
Because of COVID, we can't meet the guidelines. You can't have a remote meeting and have voting. It's not legal.
Okay, on the town meeting?
Yep.
Town garage, salt shed, fire department, update?
No, you missed E, the municipal planning grant.
That's what I mean. Town garage, salt shed, fire department.
Okay.
And that's the municipal planning grant.
Well, there's...
And Jeff, we're at the point where we have to file some more paperwork, Karen, with the Planning Commission to...
The administrator, which happens to be you, we need to go online and just sign the grant agreement. But it has to be done through GEARS.
Okay. And the dollar amount that we were awarded was $6,800 and something. That was a quote, as you recall, from Otter Creek Engineering to take what information we have in the file and look at that piece of property.
$6,800.
$6,547.